the dark clouds, thunder and rain caught many Tucsonans by surprise Saturday. The weather forecasters had said there was a small chance of rain, but instead it looked like the monsoon was fully underway. And according to the calendar, it is. The first day of the monsoon was Friday, June 15th, and the season goes through the end of September. Most years, the first rains don't actually arrive in the Tucson area until late June or early July. That's what made the rains over the weekend a pleasant surprise, even if most people got just sprinkles and dust. And it gives us a hint of what's to come. Wanting to know more, we checked in late last week with J.J. Brost, Science and Operations Officer for the National Weather Service in Tucson. Our first question, why do forecasters call June 15th the official start of the monsoon?
Well, that's actually a really good question, and part of the reason was for confusion, because we were finding that we'd get thunderstorms before we would hit that 3-consecutive-day threshold. The other problem with that definition, this is no disrespect to Phoenix, but it was based off Phoenix's dew point, which means we could have a lot of activity going on in southeast Arizona because the moisture arrives here first, and it would be several days before Phoenix finally had that 3 days of 54-degree dew point threshold. So it would be kind of confusing to the public. They'd look around and see all these thunderstorms happening, and there'd be severe weather ongoing, and they'd say, well, it's still not the monsoon season. Why am I having storms? So what we ended up doing is looking at all the data and basically found the earliest time that we hit that 54-degree threshold, and that ended up being June 15th. So that became the start date of the monsoon, and we just run it all the way through the end of September for simplicity's sake, and that is the end of the monsoon.
Now, our monsoon is the result of this fairly complex interplay of weather factors that all seem to click into place this time of year. Could you describe how that works?
So our monsoon is driven by a change in winds and wind direction. Typically, we experience maybe a south or a southwest wind as our predominant wind direction. Then in the monsoon, we get this high-pressure system that develops generally over like the Four Corners region of the United States, maybe Colorado, North Texas, something like that. And when that high pressure develops, it brings clockwise winds around that system, which for Arizona means a southeast wind. So our winds change direction, become southeasterly, and that pulls moisture up from Mexico and also from the Gulf of California. So we can see actually on our current models the hints of that pattern developing. The high-pressure system is starting to develop by the middle of next week. And even by the end of next week, we have a decent ridge of high pressure sitting over the Four Corners region. Now, it's still early. It still takes time for all of that moisture to stream up from Mexico into Arizona. But we are seeing signs of those increasing dew points and some of the increasing low-level moisture. These are good signs. And the other good sign is the heat, unfortunately. These warm temperatures, that just means the high pressure is shifting, and it's got to sit over the top of us for a little while before it finally finds its resting place in the Four Corners region and produces that monsoonal flow.
And what's your prediction right now for this year's rains?
Right now, we're still going with an equal chances forecast, which just means there's a one-third chance of being wetter than normal, a one-third chance of being drier than normal, and of course, a one-third chance of being near normal, which some people say is a meteorologist's way of not being wrong. But that's really a very scientific forecast. There's a lot of factors we look at, especially the climate forecasters. And really, there's just no strong signals out there.
Now, many longtime Arizonans say the monsoon is their favorite time of year. As someone who makes your living off of watching the weather, is it your favorite too?
Absolutely. I love it. I grew up in Arizona, and that's what got me into the weather business. So I'm always excited for the monsoon. And of course, it brings so many good things. Obviously, there's the bad. There's the lightning and the severe weather and the flooding, of course. But there's also good things. It brings moisture to the desert, and a lot of people depend on that rain. So we certainly like to see it happen.
J.J. Brost is the Science and Operations Officer for the National Weather Service in Tucson. And I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.